Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again. And you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure. As always, it's like a dream come true for me, and I know you feel the same way, don't you? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right? If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's the kind of craziness you can look forward to. And if you've been listening already, you already know about how wacky we can get around here. But we try to have fun, but take our businesses very seriously. And I actually believe it is possible to be a serious business owner, to be a serious manager, to get serious work done, to be productive, and to make things happen, and to be successful. I actually believe you can do all of those things and have fun too. In fact, if you can have fun doing all those things, I think you need to go do something else. And I'm going to see what our good friend Ruth King thinks about that. She's CEO of BusinessTVChannel.com. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And I don't know anybody on the planet who knows more about small business than Ruth does. She's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure. What do you think about my idea on being serious and you know, really being a serious owner, a serious manager, but having fun at the same time? What do you think?
I totally agree. If you're not enjoying what you're doing most of the time, I mean, we all have those days, but if you really don't enjoy what you're doing, go find something else to do. Life is too short.
It is too short, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And at least in America, there are too many options, aren't there?
And not only too many options, we also have the wonderful privilege of allowing us to fail and not actually making it a bad thing to happen to us. Failure is accepted in our culture. So if you don't like what you're doing, nobody's going to have a problem with you saying bye.
That's exactly
right. Go find something you like.
The worst, it's much worse. One of my friends, John O'Donohue, in his book Anamkara, which is one of my favorite books on the... He says the greatest sin is an unlived life.
Oh, I agree. Totally. I know I do. I can't imagine living like that. It would be awful.
But they don't realize that they're afraid to go do something else. That would be admitting failure, but what they're doing is failure, isn't it?
Yes, it really and truly is. I mean,
and Ruth, you know, you and I have been around the block a couple of times. It's not like we don't understand that this is not something that can be easy. It's not an easy thing. It's just that to me, I don't know about you, Ruth, but when I got somewhere past 40, I decided that I was going to try to make sure that I gravitated toward things that made me happy and away from things that made me unhappy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I did when I turned 50 in December, and it was like the last half of my life. I'm got planned out, and I'm going to have fun.
but you can still be a serious manager.
I mean,
you got serious things going on. You got a new book coming out. It's not like you can't. I mean, you can do all the things that you want to do and have fun, as long as you're doing what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And you have a really good group of people around you who are all working in the same direction. And, I mean, I've had two experiences in the last 6 months where I've been gone for 3 weeks at a time, and I have a great team who took over, did what they needed to do, and kept the business running while I was gone.
Mm-hmm. You know, my mother told me many years ago, I was a little pup, and she said, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
She's right.
And that's the truth. And I've tried to think about it. I have had scenarios in my life where I wasn't happy, but I tried but I tried not to let them last too long. And I've been unhappy for maybe a year or maybe even a year and a half. But I figured out when I found out I wasn't happy doing what I was doing, I started laying plans to do something else.
Yeah, I have a really good friend of mine who has studied all of this, and Dr. Kathleen Hall, and she has said that there are things that happen that make you and force you to look at what you're doing, and sometimes you have to go through periods of unhappiness, things going wrong, to get rid of all of that part of your life to have what you really should be having, want to have, et cetera, later on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, I've gone through bad times. Everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us your website, Ruth.
It's www.ontheribbon.com.
Ontheribbon.com. That's a new website, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We incorporated all of the different websites, including Business TV Channel and the Heating and Air Channel that I have, and GarageBand Network and World Capital. Place.
Ontheribbon.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the aggregated website there, folks. And we come back, we're going to talk about, we'll take what we're talking about now and go in a very similar direction, but we're going to talk about bosses.
Okay.
The ones that you are and the ones that you have. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Ruth King. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba.
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
You can go and listen to all the interviews that we've done for many, many years now. Thousands, literally thousands, over 4,000 archived interviews that we've done over the years that we've collected. And now they're all in MP3 form. That means you can not only stream them, but you can also download them. You can put them right on your laptop and load them directly into your iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. And the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the small business knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Ruth King is our guest. She's CEO of Business TV Channel, which is one of her organizations. She's a very busy lady. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And Ruth, you got a new book out, don't you?
Right. It's called The Ugly Truth About Managing People.
When's it going to be ready?
The publication date is July 1st.
All right.
Yeah.
And we expect you to launch that on our show, by the way.
Absolutely. Then for July 1st.
You got it. We will do it. Ruth, talk to us about your take on business.
I've had in my life both good bosses and bad bosses, or what I perceive to be good bosses and bad bosses. And the bad bosses, I think, taught me more than the good bosses. They showed me how
mm-hmm.
I did not want to manage.
Mm-hmm. They were more. Their examples were much more dramatic, weren't they?
They were imprinted on my brain.
So what did you learn?
Number one, that you always have to communicate your clear expectations. I can't read my boss's. And then when he says, why didn't you do such and so, or she says, why didn't you do such and so, and never tells me that this is what the expectations are, there's no way that I'm not a mind reader, and none of us are, so bosses have to be very, very clear about what their expectations are, what you're being evaluated on, what the goals in the organization are, or in that particular department, or for that person.
And small business owners are not always good at doing that, are they, communicating clearly? We're not just not only not good at it, we're lousy at it. And the reason, I think I know why, Ruth.
Why?
And I think it's because, as you know, founded our business when we were kind of, it was just us.
Yeah.
And we did everything ourselves, and every time something needed to be done, we already knew what we were thinking. And then we brought somebody else in, and we're thinking, well, they're here, so they must know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
They come every day. They act like they're excited to be here. They know what I know. So surely they'll reach the same conclusion at the same moment that I do, and I won't have to say anything.
Exactly right, and then we know that never happens.
It's just not fair. Not only incorrect, it's not fair to the other person, is it?
No, and it's not fair for you to think that that person will know it either.
Well, I don't think we actually said it to ourselves. I think it's one of those things that just sort of, you know, that's sort of just the attitude that we have without.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think when a boss isn't communicative to his people, I don't think that he or she is doing anything passive aggressive. I think they just don't realize they're doing it.
Right. I would agree with you. I really do. That's why I'm. Nobody can read our minds, and that is so critical for small business owners if they want to grow their businesses. Now, if you want to stay, you know, just you and somebody else running the business, maybe a wife, you know, relative or something like that, that's a lot easier because there's no that much communication that has to go on.
Well, because we also know that a wife does, in fact, read my mind. My wife does read my mind, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that right, Ruth?
And
don't
you expect her to. We'll ask her next time I see her.
Well, heck, Ruth, she finishes my sentences. Of course. but we won't go there. So
no.
So what do, how do we get bosses out of the small business boss out of this bad habit of not communicating their what they really want to their people?
Yeah, I might say a really bad word, but meetings.
Oh.
And they have to be productive meetings. And they don't have to be every day, but you need to have clear outcomes and clear expectations of what's getting done within a specific period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the meetings can be very productive. I mean, everybody says, I hate meetings. If I heard that once, I heard it 1,000 times as I was researching the book. But then I talked to some people who were really effective at doing meetings. And what they did was they had a clear outline of the meeting agenda in advance so that they knew what was happening. The meeting started on time. And some people were starting meetings at bizarre times like 9:06 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
rather than 9 or 9:15 or 9:30. They, you know, at 9:06 a.m. they started. And then if something was going off agenda, they set up another meeting for that rather than letting a 20-minute meeting drag on for 2 hours.
Small business owners don't have a lot of meetings. Small businesses don't have
a lot
of meetings.
Mm-mm.
But they do need to have at least one a week, don't they?
They really do. At a very minimum, one a month to review the goals for the month.
Yeah, and see where we've become. Now, what are some empowering things that we can do for our employees to get them to help us? Could we say, okay, folks, I may not be the best communicator in the world, but I really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you the green light to say, hey, boss, please tell me what you want. What about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. That is one very, very good thing. Now, you can't your eyes in the back of your head when they say what they're going to say. You have to be very encouraging and very open because they're going to be timid in the beginning because that you've never done this before. They don't know what to expect. They don't know that you're going to take this constructively and not jump down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very, very open and accept anything that comes through because they're looking at the world from their perspective and they might have a better idea than you.
Well, and when we come back, I'm going to give you the question, the words to the question that may be the most powerful management question that anybody has ever had. And get it from me right after this break. It's 10 till. Here's the Godfather of Soul. Take us out.
For small business.
Yeah, you come.
Welcome back. This is the Reverend Al Green. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ruth King, the CEO of Business TV Channel, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and the new book coming out in a couple of months, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Is that right? Is that the title?
That's the title of it.
And she's going to launch it on this show, except July 1st is a Sunday, so we'll have to get you on Monday the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, I promised you that I would give you the magic question, what may be the most powerful question any manager ever used, and here it is. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree. Absolutely. And you have to add something behind that. What do you think?
Exactly. Shut up.
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah. You got to be. What do you think? And then shut up.
And sometimes an uncomfortable silence for 10 or 15 seconds.
Only for a time or two. After they get used to it, they're ready to go.
Yeah. But let them talk.
Once they realize that you really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do need to really mean it, don't you?
Yes, you do. And once they get comfortable, you probably will get suggestions than you ever thought possible. But the way I look at it is in business, and I have worked with clients with this for years, is when things are going well, people come up with ideas and everybody goes, yeah, that's a really good idea, and they may or may not implement them. But if you've got a situation where you've got a problem, a market goes soft, you know, slows down, or you get a new competitor in town, and you get 5, 10, 15 people in the room and say, what do you think? I promise you the answers from those 15 people will be thought of alone.
No question about it. And the other thing, Ruth, if they know, once they know in advance that you're going to ask them, what do you think, they know they better bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
as opposed to saying, well, I'll just show up and keep my mouth shut. If they know you're going to say, what do you think, that you got to think about something, you got to contribute something, and that gets the old brain power going, doesn't it?
Right, and they're not going to want to contribute something that's flippant either. They're going to want to really think about it.
Right. What is the hardest part about being a boss?
Managing people and managing human beings who are totally unpredictable.
Yeah. The problem with humanity is the humans, isn't it?
Yeah. I jokingly say I work a lot with a lot of companies in the heating and air industry, and if all of our stuff was installed by robots, everybody would be in that business. Because there's so many variables with people and how people react with each other that a lot of it's unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, that is the challenge, is being able to manage different personalities, different people who are motivated differently, people who have different skill sets, all that. That's the key, isn't it? And you've known people like that who could actually do that really, really well. And it's like magicians, isn't it?
Yeah, they're chameleons is the way I describe them, because they change their color to fit the situation. And it's not unethical to do it. What they're doing is trying to communicate the best they possibly can by taking on that type of personality trait, by taking on that type of listening skill, by taking on that type of speaking. I've known people who could go out to lunch and or yell at each other and communicate that way and be fine after that. I've known bosses to yell at a subordinate, and the subordinate just couldn't take it because that wasn't his style, and a good guy leaves, but it just depends.
But if you're going to be effective, you've got to be able to deal with all kinds of folks, don't you?
Yes, you do. You've got to be able to deal with the yellers and the people who clam up. You've got to be able to deal with people who are people, i.e. they get along better with people, and those who get along better with tasks, and they don't like dealing with people. There are some jobs that are better for others. I mean, you're not going to put a customer service specialist if somebody doesn't like talking to people. They're not going to succeed in that job.
But poor managers actually do that.
They do. Absolutely. They fit the wrong
people. Isn't that one of the traits of a good manager, is to know where people are best suited and put them in those jobs?
Exactly. And in that case, it's really hiring the right person for that particular job rather than taking something internal to you thinking, oh, we need somebody to do X. So-and-so would be great at it, whether or not they have the personality, style, and the desire to do it.
And some people have to go. Knows when that needs to happen, and actually does everybody a favor by making that decision, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Everybody a favor, man. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Hey, Ruth, give us your website one more time.
It's www.ontheribbon.com.
It's always a lot of fun to have you here. You always bring such great insights to our show. We thank you for that very much, and look forward to our next visit already.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. You guys have a great day.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, I told you you'd get smarter when Ruth was here. Got to go for this hour. Thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
When I found out my jeans were made of child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.